Now listen to me carefully. The Emir has to take the barley to the mill and grind it. Then he must bake bread with the flour. For 7 days, he has to eat curd and barley bread that he's baked himself. Growing barley is a difficult job that peasants have to do. I've spared the Emir the trouble of doing that. After a week, the Emir has to go to his court and sit on his throne. He shouldn't eat anything until I come and examine him. And during that week, the Emir must not be recognized at all. You're welcome to sleep at my office, or you can go to the mosque.
You're telling me that all parts of this treatment of yours?
Yes. And they must be followed to the letter.
Then for 7 days, the throne will be empty without the Emir.
The throne can be without an Emir for 7 days.
This audacity is quite unacceptable.
There is no other way to treat him.
Be calm. I'll kill you if the Emir doesn't improve. Within just a week.
It will do him good. At least the Emir will learn something important. How peasants live.
Give me a hand. Father, help me.
You want me to help you?
Me? Did I say something bad?
No, no, you didn't. I'll help you.
Then stand up. Stand up.
Wait.
Oh, how heavy it is.
Wait, Father. It's not a job for an old man. I'll help you. Have a rest. Rest. Come on.
Give me your hand.
Is the barley ground?
Yes, it's here. That's it. Come on, let's go.
Woe unto us if news of our visit spreads abroad in Bukhara.
Don't worry, it's okay. No one will recognize the Emir in disguise, that's for sure.
No. Oh, I wish I knew the secret of the barley bread and curd. It's magic. It's truly magic.
Preparing barley bread is a hard task. Save the fire. Don't waste it. Be careful. Give them to him. Oh, go on, go on.
Thank you, Mother. Let's go.
Yes, let's go. Bye.
May God be with you. Have a safe journey.
Summoned border guard.
Yes, he is. He hasn't changed at all over the past 8 years.
8 years?
Yes, I think 8 years. He must have been grown up.
Are you talking about Bukhara?
I'm talking about Bo Alisina. Ilag Khan Sultan Muhammad Amir has called him Sheikh. He's definitely no longer that child anymore. He's no longer swinging in the trees.
Yes, I think so.
Who are you?
We were sent by the Sheikh Bo Alisina.
You don't seem suspicious. You are free to go. But who is the Sheikh you mentioned?
He is a Hakim in the Samanid Dominion, whose knowledge is not appreciated here. He would be cherished in the court of Mahmud of Ghazni.
You are free to be on your way, but only if you stop boasting.
Oh, come and help yourself.
That's the first time in my career as vizier that the Emir has shared his meal with me. It's a great privilege. It comes as a huge surprise to be sitting here and enjoying a meal. I no longer even know the Emir properly. You know that?
I'm starving. It's delicious. It's truly delicious. I can't imagine what the secret of this delicious food can be. Come, try some. Eat some. Come on. Eat. Eat.
Your appetite means you're recovering.
Mm. Here is for you.
An angry man gets stuck in a blizzard.
Why didn't you open the door? Where on earth is this? Are they? They're poor like us, remember?
Oh, yes, you're right. You're right. I say, old fellow, make my bed up over there, will you, if you don't mind? Hello. Hello, hello. Oh, please don't get up. Please don't get up. Please don't get up. Relax. What are you all staring at me for? Go back to sleep. Come on,
go.
Old fellow, he's an orphan child. And he's poor and very hungry. Give him a loaf of bread if you still have one in your sack. Show him your great mercy by feeding him. Give alms in God's name, may God bless you.
Whose vassals are you? Are you my vassals? Or are you the vassals of the Emir of Bukhara?
We're God's vassals. Vassals from Bukhara.
Then why are you hungry? Give each of these people 3 gold dinars. No Emir must permit himself to witness such horrific scenes. I cannot see the people of Bukhara starving. Shame on you, so pale and drawn. I am prepared to give all my belongings to charity, simply in order to fill their stomachs.
Oh, fellow, excuse us.
My companion is not in full possession of his senses. At times, he thinks he's in the Amnir. Yes, brothers. There's still some loaves of barley bread in the sack.
Give us some, yeah, too. Me too.
Here, yeah, take it.
Moto.
Come here.
Moto.
Take it, that's it.
What are you doing, you fool? You'd better slow down, or we will end up hungry too.
I can give them gold dinars if that's really what you'd like.
Gold dinars? In all the many years I've trod this earth, I've never seen a single gold dinar.
Come on.
Go to bed. Go on back to bed. Off you go.
Come on.
Go on then. Go back to bed. Off you go. There's no more bread.
Go.
Go to sleep. Shoo. Shoo.
What the heck is he talking about? He's insane.
May he regain his sanity.
He must be mad.
What are you reading?
Aristotle's Metaphysics. I've read this book over and over again, but I still can't grasp it. Who are you?
I am a shepherd.
Where are your sheep?
In the bottom of the valley, very near to the foot of the mountain. Don't give up. Read again.
I've read the book 40 times. I know the whole book by heart. I've read it 40 times and still don't understand it.
Read again. What you learn in your youth will stay with you till you are old. Ask God for help.
Rise, rise.
Hello, madam.
We wouldn't have bothered you if Sheikh Bo Ali's fame hadn't reached the court of Sultan Mahmud so soon. We apologize profusely.
Don't worry. Hello, sir.
We cannot tell the Sultan that we couldn't find Bo Ali, you know that.
now that his fame has reached a place called Ghazna.
We wouldn't have believed what the people in Ghazna, what they were saying about your son if we hadn't seen him as a child.
In Ghazna, people say the Sheikh can hear the people in Ray's Coppersmith Bazaar when he is in Naishabur.
You shouldn't believe that, even if they say it.
The Sultan holds dominion over a vast area.
Hussein, my son, is still in his teens.
He's known as Sheikh Bo Ali Sina, so he must have been a growing man. I hope his parents fulfill their promise, you know. Indeed, they should.
If he's a grown man, then he himself must make a promise and keep it.
But it seems Sultan Mahmud's two messengers are not respectable enough for Sheikh Bo Ali to bother seeing them.
They're respectable enough if his mother welcomed them. My son is not in Khomeisan.
What about Abdullah ibn Sina? Isn't he here as well?
He is still here. But he is sick, and his health has deteriorated. He is bedridden.
Don't take it to heart, madam. My friend here isn't a tactful man. But, madam, if a father's in his sickbed, then his son should be beside him. None other than his own son.
You're not any more tactful than your companion. I didn't lie to you. What I said was true. He who you call Sheikh Bo Ali and my son are not here in Khomeisan. If he had heard of his father's condition, he would have come here, no question.
I beg your pardon. I honestly believe if you could just tell us where we can find him, we can put an end to this.
In Bukhara.
How do I find him?
You'll find him no matter what, if his luck runs out.
Luck?
He's famous in Bukhara.
Toward Bukhara.
What about Bo Ali Sina?
You're out of bed already?
What happened?
I had no choice. I had to tell them that my son was in Bukhara.
They won't leave him alone. I'm very afraid. Sultan Mahmud will find him in the end, while I, even his father, cannot. If it happens that I die before I see Hussein, tell him to leave the Samanid land, because someday Sultan Mahmud will conquer it. Sultan Mahmud will, as always, get whatever he wants.
Mahmud will always get whatever he wants.
There's a chill in the air. Don't stay here. Sorry, I'll come back later. You're welcome. Stay here. She's come to have lessons.
Isn't she the girl whose father you had made me talk to for?
Yes, she is. Wouldn't she make a good match for Hussein?
Yes, she would. I trust your judgment. I do.
They were when they were children. Now in their adulthood, I'm not sure.
If I had had a mother like you, I would have been sure to make a good match.
You mean you were not sure it made a good match?
Not at all. If it was the most difficult day of my life. Go. Go. Don't leave Hussein's wife alone. Go.
Any news of him?
Nothing.
No. Come on, let's eat. I'm starving.
For your own sake and for the sake of your vassals, you better not eat before the doctor comes. You really must look as though you're trying hard.
I was supposed to come back to the throne after a week, and back to the throne I came. It was a difficult week for me, difficult and challenging. Each day seemed as long as a summer's day, and each night as long as a winter's night.
Nevertheless, your health improved a great deal. Sina-san really is a brilliant doctor.
Yes, indeed. But just imagine if kings were treated like the vassals of kings. What if they received the same treatment? Do I look like a vassal to you? Do these look like the hands of a vassal in your opinion?
I don't know.
Do I walk the way a vassal walks?
He'll come.
To walk the way a king walks. I've started to walk with the stoop of a vassal. I must stand and walk upright. People, stoop before me. Before whom should I stoop? Tell me, before whom should I stoop? Why hasn't he come?
He'll come.
Tell the servants to bring our royal meal in immediately, Vizier. We cannot bear it anymore. My stomach rumbles.
Stand up. One who kneels down like this in front of me is really not my Emir.
Did I really kneel down before you? Oh, a hungry king is no kind of king at all. I stumbled, actually, and fell on my knees.
You must be patient. Otherwise, the treatment may remain incomplete. And God forbid you may risk relapsing, you know?
Oh, speak to me! Speak to me!
Sheikh Orais Ouali Sanai is at the door.
He came at last. Let him in. Respect him like you respect me. All must obey the orders.
Hello, Sheikh Orias Bouali Sina.
Hello, you two. How's my patient?
I'm very well, and I'm very hungry.
Why hungry? No barley bread left?
Barley bread here in the court, do you ask? I'll cut off the hand that holds barley bread in my court.
There's nothing in my hand but a book. I am of the opinion that the Emir's food is being laced with poison. But they poison it a little each day to kill the Emir slowly, so no one suspects anything. That is the result of my detailed examinations.
Poison in my food?
It's not unlikely.
Everything you've said has turned out true.
Vassals and peasants are killed with naked swords, but emirs are killed with invisible daggers. Goodbye.
The traitor who hatches a plan against me is doomed to a horrible death. Who is putting poison in my food? Can you tell me that?
I am a doctor, not a sleuth. I don't detect traitors.
We'll find the traitor. Whoever he is, that's quite certain.
May I be excused?
Don't you charge a fee?
I do.
The Emir of Bakara gives nothing but gold coins. Ask me for as many gold coins as you wish to ask me for, and don't be modest with your fee.
I'm not shy, but I don't want gold coins. The Emir has a big library. May I have free rein of it to read the books?
The Emir's library is at your disposal. Your knowledge is no less valuable than gold coins. You're right again. You may go.
I'm much obliged.
Poison in my food. I'm no longer hungry. I seem to have quite lost my appetite. What manner of despicable creature would dare poison Emir Nur Ibn Masrur's food? Well, he might be a close relative. Who might benefit from my death?
I would not benefit.
So find the traitor.
Are you Bu Ali Sina?
Yes, I am. Who are you? How did you get up here at midnight? How did you find me?
Shouldn't I have come?
You're welcome.
I've got news and a message for you. Your father is very sick. That's the news. The message is from your mother. She wants you to come back to Commission.
My father is sick. A meteor crossing the sky. Send her regards. And tell her I'll be back. I'm too busy, but I'll be back. Where did you go, friend?
summon it, princess. So what has happened to make you summon me? And why here?
There's no one here, so we can talk without fear.
Father has asked me to see him this afternoon.
I've also been summoned this afternoon.
It's our pleasure to see Father, especially now that he is recovered and doing so very well.
Be frank with me. It is late and soon it will be midday.
Have you been summoned as well?
Your suspicion is baseless. We do not have a spy there.
Don't be angry with me. I have to be very cautious about your daggers too. Remember that.
Damn!
Tell me, have you been summoned too?
After the prayer call at noon.